Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. The song's called Big Love. If she gets a chance to see him perform that, one man, one guitar, one voice. It's an amazing performance. He's, as you probably know, he's the lead, one of the singers and the lead guitarist of Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back. 23 after, just a little rock and roll history there. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, celebrating our 17th anniversary week of, our broadcast. And we're doing that with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. This half hour, Jeff, as you know, is a 99 model. He's been with us almost since the beginning. He's an award-winning journalist, the author of Safe at Home, which is an outstanding home-based business book. Also, Home Office Know-How, also Teleworking, Telecommuting. His website is chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
I just got to say that now, after sitting with you, I know where the last two decades of my life went. You know, I've been spending them on the horn with you.
That's
here,
exactly so. Right. And how wonderful could anything be more wonderful, Jeff?
It's like Christmas.
You're
every
welcome.
Other Thursday.
You're welcome,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I get that all the time, Jeff.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff. I'm going to say 4 years ago. Three and a half. I was working with a young guy, probably 30 years old, at one of my corporate customers. He was my contact there. And that was the first time somebody said to me, I want you and me to communicate over Twitter. He didn't want to email, he wanted to use Twitter to communicate with. And I said, okay, it's come full circle. It's finally come to this. And, you know, the Gen Ys have finally, you know, taken control of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was what he was comfortable with. Social media has really, it's two different worlds, isn't it? It's one world for personal stuff. But for business, it's really multifaceted, isn't it?
Well, and I was going to say it's at least two, if not three, because then you have personal, so you have one, personal, two, business, and then two, subset A is push, which is, you know, outbound communications, which has its own subset because you want people to comment, you want people to respond or post pictures or whatever, you know, of things that they've done with your product or whatnot, and then 2B is communications. You know, two-way communications between yourself and your customers, and you know, and your vendors, and vice versa. So it's the back and flow forth, the back and forth flow of information. What's interesting is, you know, if we look back over even the arc of this show and the time that we've spent over 17 years, where email was over dial up when we first started, and so internet was over dial up.
No question.
And so, email. Do you have an email address? Was the question way back when? And to the point. Now,
oh yeah, I remember. Who doesn't remember? Obviously, many of us remember not having email, but remember, you know, talking to people and they say, no, I don't have an email yet.
Right, exactly. And now, you know, I remember my first one was because a friend of mine had a subscription to CompuServe, and they would give you like six or seven email addresses that was like x489271 at CompuServe.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me one. Thank you, you know. But let's fast forward. That was then. This is now. What is your Twitter? Let's you know, correspond as your customer or the person that your customer said. Let's correspond over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's connect.
He
that
never.
Way.
I figured this out when he didn't respond to any of my voicemails.
Right, voicemails. What's that?
And he was very slow on email.
Right. Well, let me ask you this: do you leave voicemails today?
No, I didn't, because the reason I left him voicemails was because he was so slow on email.
Right.
We had just started working together. And that's when he said, "Hey," I said, "Hey, dovetail with the way you work?" He said, "I like Twitter."
I like Twitter. So I mean, it's funny because I won't even if I called you and got your voicemail, I wouldn't burden
you
with a message. But now, as we were speaking recently, you know, this may be a way of communications that people prefer. It may be a way of communications that is not only expected,
right,
but situation may require it. So if there's a storm coming, you need to blast out to all your customers or vendors, I may not be available. We're posting information via Twitter, on our Facebook, on LinkedIn, on some other communications means. You know, you have to get that word out there.
You're
posting it to your website.
I promise you, the folks up in the Northeast right now who are getting hammered by this storm, they're using all kinds of communication tools.
Everything that
you
got
to be prepared one way or the other. You know, you could be using Skype to do video with your customers. Or some other method. I mean, there's all kinds of things, and being able to do that and letting customers know that you have that ability to use all these different social media tools and all the different technologies. That's part of being relevant to a customer, isn't it?
Absolutely, being relevant and being in some small way being almost irreplaceable, because you know, relevance is important. I mean, you've written a whole book about it, but also you know being irreplaceable to a customer. Yeah, you're not going to use Skype. You're not going to use Twitter to correspond with me. I got Bob over here who's like he's matching every way that I chat. He's more my style.
Well, mostly though, it's you're not communicating while Bob is.
Right.
You're not even an afterthought anymore. So you got
exactly.
Can't let that happen, folks. Hey Jeff, thanks for being here.
It's
Good
always
job.
Great. Thanks
for all the great
years. On 17.
Thanks, Jeff. See you later. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check that out. And he's all over social media too. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.